You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I posted this thing on my Facebook today about non-traditional signs of love. And we want to talk about this because we want to find out what yours is. And we're not talking jewelry or flowers or love notes. We're talking about the odd things. And this kind of came up the other day because I was talking to one of our sales guys here at work on the phone. And we were chatting for about 10 minutes. He goes, "Hey, man, I got to let you go. I just pulled up to the dentist's office, and my wife's a hygienist here, and she's going to be cleaning my teeth." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, she won't let me go anywhere else because she wants to clean my teeth." And I kind of was taken back by that because I was like, "Wow, that's really weird. I don't know if I could have a spouse be rooting around in my mouth for 45 minutes, scraping away."
Why
but
not?
Yet, I just weird to me. That's a very intimate thing to do.
Well, that's your spouse.
And slightly gross.
Well,
I mean,
you that.
I can't even pee with the door open in front of Nicole.
Oh,
so
that's true.
That's the last thing I would want to have her doing is scraping my gingivitis. So at first I was kind of weirded out, but then my logical side kicked in and was like, that is really a loving thing to do, actually. If that is your position, to bring your spouse in or your partner and clean their teeth for them, because you're obviously going to be doing a really good job and making sure everything is great and they check out fine. It's very lovey-dovey kind of, isn't it, Dom? Is it a non-traditional form of love?
I think it's sweet, and it's a money saver. But is it?
I don't know. I didn't go into the
now that
the billing
it,
portion of it.
Yeah, she would have to do it at home, I guess.
And
for
yeah, really,
loser.
Couldn't she just bring all those tools home and do it like in the bedroom? The flashlight?
So you have posted the question online about non-traditional ways of saying I love you, essentially,
yes.
Right? And so I asked Gretch about it. I said, "Jeremy has this thing, and we're going to talk about it on the show." I said, "What would you say is the number one way that you think I say I love you?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides, you know, flowers, candy, and all that other stuff. And she didn't even hesitate. She goes, "Oh," she goes, "you got me the gift card thing for Botox." She goes, "That's all I
That's
needed.
Huge.
She goes, "That is, you know, that's a big I love
yeah,
you
really
right
a
there
gift for both of you." But
well, that I'm going to tell you something. She says the same thing. And I am going to go on record as saying, I can't tell any difference.
Right.
And she says I'm crazy. She says her sister and friends and stuff like that are like, "Oh, my God, that looks great." I'm like, "Babe, I don't see one bit of difference." Hmm. So that is not a gift for me. But apparently that's the biggest form of expression of I love you
that's
that I can
nice
do.
That's very nice of you. It really is. It is. Here, go get poked with needles.
Whatever. Yeah. Go get
whatever. It makes you
go
happy.
Go get toxins injected into your face. Go ahead.
That's hilarious. The one that Knick Knack does for me that I just think is the sweetest thing is we have one towel, a bath towel, that's a random towel. It doesn't match any of the other towels that we have. It's this brown one with stripes on it, but it's the biggest, most fluffy, most absorbent, wonderful bath towel on the face of the planet.
Do you guys fight over it?
We occasionally fight over it, but then there'll be days where Nicole will do a load of towels or whatever while I'm at work, and I'll come home, and that towel is folded very nicely and placed right next to the shower waiting for me. And I think that is just the sweetest thing. She's like, "You know what? We're not going to fight over it this time. You know, this next few days, the towel is all yours." And that is a major sign of love.
That's really funny.
That's huge.
"I know you love me. You let me use the fluffy towel."
It is. It's the fluffy towel. Lisa says, "My husband loves peanut butter and they like the natural peanut butter. So what she'll do is when they get a jar of it, she'll go in and stir up."
She's the stirrer.
She stirs up the all-natural peanut butter, gets all the oil stirred up because he doesn't like to do it, and it'll be there waiting for him. That is a sign of love.
That is fantastic.
Isn't that a good
that is
one?
The worst job to do.
It's so messy. It slops over. She must have strong forearms, too.
Oh, man.
Lisa.
That's a great way to kick it off. We're talking this morning about non-traditional ways of saying I love you. I know there's another one that you do and a bunch of other well, not a bunch, but several other people do this. And that is the whole thing about when the car starts getting low on gas.
Yes.
You'll go, like, you'll take your wife's car and you'll fill it up with gas.
Absolutely.
So that
Karen on Facebook wrote in and says, when he fills up my gas tank.
Okay, there you go.
That's the thing. I'd rather go fill it up for you. You don't have to stand there and wait. Then when you get in your car, it's full and you don't have to worry about it, you know?
Do you remember when we were talking with that? It was last week, I'm pretty sure. And we got that note from somebody who said, it's been a year and this guy won't give me the return, I love you,
mm-hmm.
with the words. And I think we were even mentioning then that there are all sorts of ways to say it without saying it. And that's what these people are writing in on Facebook and sharing with us. What are some others?
I just have a question. What is going on with all y'all's backs? There is a lot of popping pimples on his back, shaving backs, plucking hair on the back, lotioning the back. What's going on with everyone's backs?
It could just be the simple enough thing that you can't reach it, and so you kind of need somebody else's help.
Like, but Nicole will tweeze, I have stray back hairs. I'm a very hairless man, but occasionally I'll get a few that pop up on my back, and she tweezes them. Dink, dink, dink. So I guess I'm in the back camp, too. There's a couple popping pimples on my booty. Gross. Jennifer says, sharing your chips and queso. That's love right there.
That is total. Well, you should be doing that anyway.
You should be.
You don't need to be making a big deal out of that one.
Quit hogging the queso, Jennifer. Christine says, I know my husband loves me when he buys me my favorite scented hand soap. When he comes home from the store with the hand soaps, that's love. This one goes along with the filling up your car tank. This Beth says, scraping your partner's car windows in the morning when it's cold so they don't have to. Yes, all day long. I used to do that. Another hair one. Katie says, taking care of his ingrown hair on his upper inner thigh.
No.
How is she taking care of it? Is she like watering it and helping it grow? Or... funny guy Matt says helping shave her mustache. That's very funny. All right. Lori says cutting and filing his toenails.
No.
Desiree has a good one. Getting up with your husband at 2:30 in the morning to make him coffee and chat before he goes to work.
Aww,
that's so sweet.
There's not a dry eye in the room right now.
Well, let's dry him up with this one. Gabriel, I'll give you the last one here. Gabriel says, spooning and then accidentally tooting on your partner.
Oh,
and they
Gabriel.
Don't even flinch. That is love. Told you you'd dry up those tears.
Oh, God. All right, on that note, let's go to the phones. Nene is holding for us. Hey, Nene, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Nene.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. So what's one of these non-traditional ways of saying, I love you?
I collect bugs for my boyfriend.
Can you explain
that? We need
that,
a little backstory to this.
So he's a forensic entomologist. And so he, for one of his classes, he had to collect bugs. And he has to collect a certain amount. And so one day, I was walking my dog early in the morning, and I noticed this cicada killer wasp on the ground.
Whoa.
And they're pretty big and aggressive. And it was a little lethargic. And so I found a Solo cup and a piece of paper. And I was able to corral it into the cup. And I walked about 15 minutes to my house holding this cup that had a wasp in it. And I was able to put it in a plastic bag, and my boyfriend's waking up and he's coming out of the bedroom, and I'm like, looky what I got you. And it's this angry wasp in a baggie. And it's buzzing around trying to get out.
I was hoping you were going to say you cracked open the baggie and threw it in bed with him. Ah! Well,
and
that's
let me guess,
sweet of
he
you.
He just melted when he saw it, right?
He freaked out. He is terrified of wasps. His whole entire bug collection for that class did not contain any wasps. And I was the only one that got him something.
Oh, yeah. So you helped him pass the class, essentially.
That's true love right there, Nene.
That is such true love.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Go have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
See ya. I
appreciate it.
What was she doing walking around with a solo cup?
She dumped her beer out and picked up the wasp.
That was my takeaway.